The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Permanent Records?
Hey, Permanent Records.
Thank you so much for coming out on a Thursday night.
Yes.
We are, of course, everybody's favorite four-person lead singer emo band, Every Place I Cry. Make 'em and break 'em.
Make 'em and break 'em. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What's up, everyone? I'm Carmington Trey.
My name is Blair Witch Trial.
Hey, what's up? I'm Neil Nocturne.
Hey, everybody, I'm Moshe Black. If you're ever at my apartment complex, take all the fruit you want.
We have instrument people behind us.
Yeah. Various instrument people.
We have And You Shall Know Me by My Trail of Pits on guitar. And with the last minute tech rescue, we have Aloysius Moody on the keys.
Yes.
And we have Paina Wicks on the sticks. We are a very famous band, so we like to start off with whatever our most well-known song to you is. By a show of hands, someone who has never seen us before.
First timer,
okay,
dragged
yes.
Here.
Yes, you, sir. What is, you've never seen us before. What is our favorite song?
Ocean Avenue.
Ocean Avenue.
Right, no, this is confusing because another band called Yellow Card wrote a song called Ocean Avenue the same year we released our Ocean Avenue.
Caused a scandal between our two bands.
Right, so we're going to play our Ocean Avenue. Let's hit it.
Totally different.
They were. It looked like an ocean avenue.
you.
Oh my gosh, no one ever requests that song.
Yeah.
No. Good, that's a deep cut.
Fucking,
thank you, sir.
We got into multiple fist fights with Yellow Card over that
multiple
song.
Multiple fist fights.
I'll say their neon violinist pulls punches.
Yeah, their electric violinist pulls punches.
Yeah.
I will say, Yellow Card, obviously, we have a huge feud with for obvious reasons.
Yes.
Y'all excited for another band? The only band that we do not have feud with, Wolves of Glendale, make some noise.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're coming. They're literally the only band that we have no beef with, and they're coming up later, so thank you for staying pumped for them. Carm, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I was just thinking about this one time we were fighting with Yellow Card.
Yeah, yeah.
Because which took our dinner res at a Denny's.
Right.
And we made a res.
Listen.
A lot of people say Denny's don't take a res.
They take a res when you're famous enough.
Yeah. When, when you make a res, they take a res.
Yes. That's right.
Now, some of you guys might know like a secret menu. It's kind of like that, but it's an entire like way of organizing seating.
Yeah.
You guys, I wish you could see it.
Yeah. I wish you could see it. You can pre-order your Moons Over Miami.
Yes.
You can request your server, and we always request Gail.
What did you say?
What's that?
We said Gail. No. What did you say?
I said Gail.
You said Gail?
I said Dale.
You said Dale?
I said Dale.
I said Gail.
I said Gail.
Well,
three Gales and a Dale.
Three Gales and a Dale. I mean, of course, we love Gail. You know, obviously I have my issues with Gail, but we actually wrote a little ballad for Gail. You know, she's probably just like one of the most open-hearted people and servers that we've ever met.
Yeah, I mean, we have issues with her, but generally speaking.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, this one's for you, Gail.
Wherever you are, Gail. The Angel of Denny's.
Yes.
Too far.
like a blowing mighty wind, like a mighty wind on a noble ship. Breakfast shall set sail. What's another name for a mighty wind? Another name is gale. Oh, gale.
The angel of gale. Oh, gale. The angel of gale.
And you died in 2003. Woo!
Thank you, Gail. Tip your servers. Gail, mourn you till I join you. Yes. Mourn you till I join you.
Mourn you till I join you.
She was like, she was in her late 90s when we met her.
When we met her. When we met her. Here's the thing I loved about Gail. She still, at 92, rocked pigtail braids.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's a tough look.
She still had it.
Rocked it.
And I'll say this for real. Our social service net has failed us. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
That woman spent her youth putting rivets into battleships and her dotage serving us coffee and hash browns.
Yes. We have failed as a society, without a doubt.
It's a race to the bottom. We love you, Gail.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys have health insurance?
What's that? Oh, no, my friend.
I've never had health insurance.
No.
Well, here's the thing. I thought I had it, but then I went and they said, you kind of have it.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means, like, you're never going to reach that deductee.
Yes.
Deductee too high.
Way too high.
Yes.
Deductee too high.
My insurance is submitting myself to medical experiments.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, for those of you who maybe don't follow all of Neil's exploits, he sold his eyes before.
Yeah, I had my eyes cosmetically dilated so that I could play Jack Skellington on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes.
And they just never shrunk back down.
But they never shrunk back down. Yeah. They absorbed too much light. Yeah. So
you've had all your blood taken out more than once.
Oh, yes. So a lot of people, I tell them that, and they're like, you mean the plasma? No, all of it.
And if I'm
full desanguination.
Yes. Now, if I'm right about that, the test for that one was, this was like a zombie sort of like preparation sort of thing. If people remember the alternate ending to 28 Days Later on the DVD, and I'm seeing a lot of nodding right now.
A lot of nods.
That is one possible solution to getting bit by a zombie, which is they drain your body of every single drop of blood.
Because zombie lives in the blood.
Yes.
Zombie live in the blood.
And I'm seeing a lot of
nods. Vampire lives in the blood.
I'm going to skip one on our set list because now you're making me want to do Off of Basement People, our great song about...
Yeah.
Though I don't know what it means, I'll fall asleep to the menu screen. There, with my eyes closed, what will become of us, do you suppose?
DVDs, the media that will last forever.
We've lost our last Bible. Thank God we've got.
don't use the telephone. We don't listen to radio. We don't watch movies unless they're on a DVD.
We don't write letters. We don't ride horses. But you can take DVD bonus courses.
We bring out the pages of every single book. No form of media, no matter which way that you look. Don't you know that this whole system is flawed? Bow before the circle, DVD is gone.
DVD, the media that will last forever. DVD, the media that will last forever.
You can make your own. Alone in your home, take a circle of metal, take a circular smaller stone, hit the bigger circle with the stone, hit the middle out of the thing. Look what you've made, a perfect DVD.
Trenchant.
Thank you.
And they did.
And they did.
And they did.
Sometimes
laugh.
Songs are prophecies.
Oh, we used to, in the tour bus, only listen to director commentary.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. There aren't enough of... A lot of our songs are in waltz time, and we're one of the only bands that does that.
Yeah.
Not a lot of emo.
Take that, yellow car.
Yeah, take that, yellow car.
Suck it, Ocean. Yeah, you can
Where's
never.
Your waltz?
Where's your 3-4?
big part of that, we would tour a lot at retirement homes, of course, senior living centers. We had a lot of,
It's the last time we saw Gail.
That's right, last time we saw Gail. That's right.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful, Gail. But, we had a great time there. And, again, really some of the most responsive audience as possible. It was awesome. We had a great time.
I wasn't sure if I was sad a little bit in those. They all lived so much life, and they made me feel like maybe I hadn't done enough with my life.
I think that's one of the great lessons you can learn from our elders is ooh, gotta fill these years. I actually think they're the most inspiring in that way.
You gotta take the time that you have, and you gotta do the absolute most that you can with it. Because we all know there's actually one specific thing that you can do. Your time, it is the most worthwhile thing.
Yeah.
Go out to the country, get yourself a plot of land, put on some dungarees and boots and get a pitchfork. The teeth are the best
says.
Yes, but then you take a year apart. You gotta get to know yourself. Take some time to figure out what you really want.
And at the moment you find yourself, well, that's when life begins. Knock, knock, knock on the vampire's door and say, will you invite me? Think about buying rings.
And then in this case, well, you'll get to the point one beautiful night when you think about forever and you gotta talk about the bite. Are you gonna become a vampire too and have your love last forever? Or are you gonna be like, hey, this was nice, good luck to you, fair weather?
Break up with vampires.
Just do it with your heart. You gotta
date vampires
till death it starts.
You gotta date vampires.
Yeah, and no one's judging the world.
Date vampires.
Oh my God, here comes the rising sun.
Whoa. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So yeah, the most worthwhile way you can spend your time is going on a relationship journey with a vampire.
Yes. Having an early sort of hot and heavy phase, taking a year off to find yourself, coming back, dating the vampire seriously for 3 to 5 years.
Yes. That's right.
Then deciding if you're going to join them in an eternal walk on this plane.
And the thrill isn't gone, it's just more complex. It's a new vintage. Are there fights? Sure. But in what relationship aren't there?
Everyone fights.
It's about a deepening of the thing, you know?
Exactly, because you're willing to have the uncomfortable conversations and not just build that resentment.
Speak on that. Speak on that.
Yellow. We always say, if there ain't fights, it ain't
right. Yellow card could never.
Uh-huh. Yellow card suck a dick.
Suck olivim.
What'd you say?
Suck olivim.
Yim?
Olivim.
Yeah, you've been on the internet a lot lately, yeah?
I've been on all kinds of internet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Light net, dark net.
Okay.
We don't talk about the light net enough.
Yeah, the light net's good.
Yes.
People talk about the dark net.
Baby animals.
Yes.
Kids hugging each other.
Mm-hmm.
recipes.
Yes.
Kids getting excited for dogs that come home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Some songs are written from the perspective
of something else.
Something else.
Or someone else, or something else. Anyone know? I heard a bunch of barks, which is dog for dog.
Yeah. That's great.
So that's correct.
Great nice. Job. You guys are cool. You guys
now,
are cool.
Now, we installed a dog door in our tour van, even though we didn't have a dog, just because we were trying to get some raccoons up in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't just come in, apparently. You have to, like, leave out food for them or something.
Raccoons?
Yeah.
Well, you've been trying for a long time.
I saw the guy on the internet with all the hot dogs, and I was like, we have hot dogs in the van.
Yeah.
The raccoon will surely come into it to get them.
Yeah.
But they were in the refrigerator.
Well, I don't know that all raccoons know about hot dogs.
Oh, I think all raccoons know about hot dogs.
They don't know. They know that they exist, but they don't know what places have them and don't.
I mean, are you suggesting that, like, a true wilderness raccoon knows what a hot dog is?
Moths fly to the sun. Raccoons seek hot dogs like they're heat-seeking missiles.
All right.
Yeah. So a world in which, hot dogs are like a priori knowledge in the brain of each
You can't
raccoon.
Just make up words up here.
You're right,
like,
I did.
Expect me to say them. What did you say?
Just exists before anything else.
Right.
Like the idea of like a circle.
What?
What?
What are you saying?
We know what a circle is before we learn it?
Can you imagine? Like, maybe.
All right.
Something's just...
All right.
You've never seen a circle.
Something's break your brain when you think about them a little too hard.
Yeah.
The brain is a fragile thing. And sometimes it gets blown.
Have you ever thought about what time it is before it is that time? Have you ever thought of walking somewhere? Did you walk in a line?
Have you ever been on an escalator? You're going down, but you're up. And then it stops, but you can still move. What's with that?
Have you ever shaken someone's hand and you're like, is this hand really shaking me?
Whoa.
Have you ever been somewhere you wanted to be without being there?
Have you ever
with our alphabet, why not add like 28 letters?
Have you ever been so thirsty that you drank a cup of water? And all of a sudden, that thirst is gone. You're feeling so much better.
Sorry, did we break your brain? Were these thoughts too insane? Were these thoughts too insane?
I'm
sorry.
Inside of your
now,
mind.
Now you have them now. Now, now right now, inside now, your now. Head.
Imagine if
don't
you
call.
Will. Imagine if you will. A funny clown, a funny clown. Oh my God, imagine why.
Think of
he's smiling, he's gleeful, he's laughing. Psych, this clown's gonna cry. What an insane idea. Imagine that. You're getting into my zone. Cannot steal that insane thought. You gotta fucking have your own.
Sorry, if that thought's too insane.
That was so
it's
fucked up. I'm twisting
his
shit.
Thank you.
Sorry, everybody. Neil just kind of freaked me out, so I'm just going to need a minute to kind of collect myself.
Yeah, no worries. You take it, Moshe. I know that thought was so... That one was a clown?
But then the clown cries? What the fuck?
What the fuck, Neil? Why'd he cry? And now I have 1,000 more questions.
But we don't need to ask them because it's not our thought.
That's not our thought.
Sometimes the rug gets pulled out of your entire point of view. And you just walk right through a glass darkly. And then you're walking on the twisted side of things.
Whoa!
Sorry, up, not sorry.
Up is down and down is up. Well, listen, I'm so sorry that us, a world-famous band, are going to have to stop playing music soon. But don't worry.
Before we do.
We have time for one more.
But so, again, from someone who has never seen us before.
Just make a request of maybe one of the songs you've heard of.
Would you just raise your hand or no? Yeah, what's your favorite of our songs?
Lip gloss.
Yes. Great.
This is one of our deepest and most complex songs.
Yes. I'm sorry there aren't more chairs, because this one is a thinker.
Yeah.
You're going to want to mull this one over.
Let's hang out again. Whoa!
part as friends. We'll be alone, but there's a light shining in the distance, a cross that will guide us home. And even when I'm alone, there's a friendship that can be detected, because the light glossing off of your lips is just light waiting to be reflected.
I can't believe I just wrote "Let's hang out again."
Damn. Your home for affordable diamonds and ring resizing.